Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon at the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back, sports bros. It's your sports bros.
By the way, I got some sad news.
What happened?
You know, I was I got caught up in the train hopping thing, right? So I went to YouTube, mm-hmm. and I guess the train hopper on YouTube was this guy. It's either Stobe or Stobie the Hobo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had thousands of subscribers. He was like the hobo that would taught you how to do this. He died last year.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I feel horrible.
So I guess railroad trespassing fatalities, they're at an all-time high.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because there's just more people on there? More homeless?
I don't know. It just says that there's no one definitive reason, but it said some of them die, you know, violent deaths at the hands of one another, mental illness, and you know, people being murdered, others falling off trains, and it's a really, really dangerous thing. And it doesn't really say how he died. It just said that they found his body on the tracks outside of Baltimore.
So here's the thing on the Scoreboard sports betting app for Morgan Lottery. It is out. If you have an iPhone, what Mike and I had to do was we had to go to on your phone or iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
You had to go to sports.oregonlottery.org. And if you scroll all the way down on that page, which has been live for the last couple of hours here, you will see a tab that says download via the App Store. Because if you go straight to the App Store, I'm sure it will be there eventually. I don't see it. I didn't see it. I was searching for it, couldn't find it. So you have to go on your phone to sports.oregonlottery.org, scroll all the way down, and you will see Android or Apple. And you click on that, and then... I just downloaded it. As a matter of fact, I am already putting in my info.
Nice.
I am verifying that I am not a robot. I see buses in four of the pictures.
Rob has passed the robot test, or have you?
Well, I haven't clicked create account yet, so maybe I haven't.
And by the way, it is not going to be available in the Play Store ever. You're going to have to go and download it directly from the website.
What's the Play Store?
That's the Android.
The Loser Store?
Yeah, the Loser Store,
I'm sorry.
I have to go to now.
Don't you wish you were back with the iPhone?
A little bit. But I'm just kidding.
I love you guys.
Just trying to see if I get used to this.
My kid's one of you. He loves that phone. He thinks it's great. Okay, so coming up this hour, finally a good game on the Pac-12 Network, and now everybody's pissed about it. We'll talk about that.
I thought you were talking about the big South Alabama-Troy game going on right now.
No, but I would care about that. Look, if I had, by tomorrow, if that game were tomorrow, I'd be all over it because I'd have like 10 bucks on it.
And that's the best part is you don't need to bet a lot of money to care. You can just bet a couple bucks here and there, and it's
right.
way more entertaining because it gives you something to watch and
Quite
something
frankly,
to root for.
Can we just state the obvious, but sports gambling really isn't about the money.
No. No, it's the...
It's the entertainment.
Exactly. And if you lose, just consider the fact that you paid 10 bucks to go to a movie, right? And you were entertained for an hour or
but
two.
But you can win. That's the fun part.
This South Alabama Troy, just view it as a movie.
Okay, so that's coming up. What Mitt Romney said about the NCAA, we'll talk about that. In the club tonight, we will discuss... Oh, I know what I have for you in the club.
What do you got?
I have a The More You Know segment.
Ooh.
Yes, are we about gonna get that fun facts.
Is that little rainbow that comes across the screen?
Yeah, The More You Know.
Yeah, I miss the G.I. Joe ones. Did you ever watch those when you did G.I. Joe cartoons?
Yeah,
and they would
right
be
at
like,
the end.
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle, and like the fireman G.I. Joe would be like, yo, Joe.
So we've got that coming up in the club. It'll be fun. It'll be clean, wholesome fun. No more farts or sexual deviant talk.
You sure about that?
The kids can listen to that one. We'll have that in the club. But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Number 5.
By the way, that fart noise there, that was Joe Harrington.
Yeah,
famous farter, Joe Harrington. Okay, former freshman All-American safety at Illinois. His name is Bennett Williams. He has chosen to go play football at Oregon. He chooses the Ducks over Colorado, Houston, and Oregon State. He was kicked out of Illinois for violating team rules. Nonviolent, mind you.
Yeah, I saw that Nemec tweeted this out and said that, you know, they didn't get into specifics, but he said that he was assured that this was not like a major crime or anything.
You know what's weird about this is you have to select your own limits. Did you see that?
Really?
Yeah.
I just got to that.
I'm at the bottom of it, and it says daily, weekly, and monthly limits. And it starts at like $5 and goes all the way to 100 G's.
So it's asking you to control yourself?
Yeah, I think so. I'm putting 100,000, man.
This is like when a program does
just in case, you know.
Yeah, it's like when a program does an internal investigation of itself and then it finds out that it's great. No wrongdoing here.
What else? Jerry Rice's kid is also a wide receiver. And his name is Brendan Rice. He's a 3-star kid. He's chosen Colorado. He had 20 offers, including Oregon and Michigan, but he's going to CU. The Angels are nearing a deal for 3 years with fired Cubs manager Joe Madden, although I think by now that's official. Buck Showalter was the runner-up for that gig. So Joe Madden worked with the Angels way back when.
Yeah, he was with the, I think it was the Salem Angels, if I'm not mistaken. I saw him in his uniform. But yeah, that's where he started his career.
Oregonian and former World Series MVP Scott Brosius takes over as manager of Team USA Baseball. He replaces Joe Girardi, who's looking to get back to the bigs. Astros are up 2-1 on the Yankees in the ALCS. Game 4 was to be tonight, but it's been postponed by rain in New York, so they'll try again tomorrow. That would move Game 5 to Friday, which was that was the scheduled travel day to Houston. So they could go Thursday, Friday, Saturday on that.
I was still looking up where he was a manager at.
Raiders offensive tackle Trent Brown accused of multiple incidents of domestic violence in a new civil suit.
Now, he has denied this. He put a thing out on Twitter saying that this was his ex. He said that it is false. He said that he will defend his name. He'll let it go through the legal process. He asked everyone to reserve judgment, and then he said he will not comment on it again.
His girlfriend accuses him of slapping, choking, and punching her on multiple occasions. She says he also threatened to shoot her in the head if she left with their son. They have a son together, even though they're not married. No criminal charges here, but Brown still could be subject to discipline from the NFL. Also, a sad note out of boxing, Patrick Day, who just suffered a 10th-round knockout loss this past Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a vicious knockout if you haven't seen the clip.
He has died today of his brain injuries suffered in the fight.
Yeah, they took him to the hospital afterwards. He clapped. He had brain swelling. And
has that ever happened?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit, actually.
Dying from the fight?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's like every day, but there's a couple every year. This is not, unfortunately, a real rare occurrence. In fact, they say that in boxing, it can be even more dangerous like in MMA. Because in MMA, when you get hit, you know, with hard shots, you tend to go down. In boxing, because of the gloves, you can take repeated blows, and it's a dangerous sport.
Tennessee Titans are benching Marcus Mariota. Ryan Tannehill steps in as the starter this week against the Chargers. Mariota sacked 25 times in 6 games so far. That's the most in the league. Just a week after saying it's Josh Rosen for the rest of the season, the Dolphins have reversed course. They're going back to Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
Remember they said it's Josh Rosen for the rest of the year unless we decide to change, and they decided a day later to change.
Dude, that lasted 3 quarters.
I know.
No, it lasted 2 quarters. Bears coach Matt Nagy cautiously optimistic that Mitchell Trubisky, his quarterback, will return against the Saints in Week 7. Mason Rudolph is out of concussion protocol for the Steelers, so he's good to go after their bye week. And Mike Tomlin saying he is definitely their starter. And then one final quarterback note, big tall Brock Osweiler has retired from the NFL at the age of 28. He played seven seasons and earned $41 million.
Good for him. By the way, Patrick Day, the fourth boxer this year to die.
Hey, you know, I mean, I don't know.
You get a couple of them every year for the most part, but this year has been...
I just never read about them.
This year has been particularly bad.
Oregon Lottery has officially launched its sports betting app. It is called Scoreboard. It is out. Rejoice. You can now lose all your money to the state.
You can bet on handball. You can bet on cricket. And the NFL and NBA. And
South Korean volleyball.
Yes.
You will not be able to bet on college. I don't think any college athletics, right?
No college athletics, although they did say on the website that they are currently exploring the idea of whether or not that makes sense, so they're open to it in the future.
Good, because that's stupid. They should offer that. New Jersey just announced their numbers. Sports betting is legal in New Jersey. $445 million has been bet in New Jersey on sports just in September alone.
Hey-o!
And they have a lot of different apps and a lot of different casinos and stuff, so it's not on par with Oregon, but Oregon just getting started with this app. It is available for download. The website, again, is sports.oregonlottery.org.
And it's not popping up just yet on most people's on the iPhone, on the store, and they're saying that on the Google Play Store, it is not going to be available. I guess that platform will not support gambling apps. So you have to go to the Oregon Lottery site and then download it for your Android phone directly.
And also,
there.
I'm having issues creating a username. Apparently, everyone that I type in is already used, which is a brand new app, so I don't understand how that's possible. But
all right, the Hot 5-5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Enter to win an Oregon-branded Yeti cooler anywhere Coors Light is sold. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. All right, up next, finally a good game on the Pac-12 Network, but...
Now we're all pissed.
Everybody's pissed about it. 5:15 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're all feverishly playing with our phones.
And yet no one can actually get it.
I think I'm the furthest along. Let's compare notes. I have been verified. My account is verified. And they sent me my verification email. So they said, now I can go log in and lose all my money.
Oh, nice.
But... I go to log in and it says error.
Mine just says that I have to accept the terms from the Bank of George here.
Okay.
And then I click on it. And then when I go to hit next, nothing happens.
Aww.
I made it to step three where it was creating my name of my account. And every single name I put in there, even if it was insane, said the username already exists. And now I tried to restart creating an account, and now it's not doing anything.
So I think what we can
so the
say
stress
here,
test did not work.
No. Oh, John Taffer right now is unhappy with their stress test.
Wait, I have a new email.
Oh, okay.
I have updated information. So they sent me my verification email before I verified.
Oh.
So now they have sent me the link to be verified.
Interesting.
And I'm waiting on that.
Something tells me that... this is like
kinks.
Remember when they rolled out that healthcare sign up and that worked for nobody?
Yeah, that website was bad.
Yeah, something tells me that this is the same, and I'm a little nervous that I just gave them all my information 19 times for them to not sign me up.
Oh, look, something wrong. Please contact our support team.
Okay. And
God.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say that for the time being this doesn't work, and we'll give it a crack some other time.
Let me try it again. I'm stubborn. Wait a moment.
It broke me. It's officially broken me.
Well, we should probably do the show.
Yeah.
It's like,
look, we're trying to help people, okay? We're trying to help people.
Here's our first, here's somebody who's logged in with $100 in his account already. Mm-hmm. So it is working.
And then another person that's stuck with me at the Bank of George.
Oh, here's somebody who's already made a bet.
Yes!
They're coming in hot and heavy. Tell us what you bet on, sir.
Yeah, so some people it's working and other people not so much. That sounds about right.
God.
It's better than the healthcare website that signed up zero people.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah, why don't we focus on
I'll work on
this.
That, too.
Yeah.
It's exciting times, though. Hey.
It is amazing how just over our skis we're like, yes! It's the greatest
I can't wait
thing
to lose
ever.
My money.
Take it all.
Okay, so I feel like we've been bitching about.
You're okay over there?
Yeah, why? Just, what?
And your own little vomit burp over there.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay.
So we've been, the Pac-12 network sucks, or maybe it's good. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Okay. Verified. Pac-12 network
sucks. Pac-12 network sucks.
So they never get good games.
No.
Right?
They only get the games that no one wants. It's exactly. All leftover crap.
So finally this week, they have put a good game on there.
Yeah.
It's Arizona State, Utah.
Which is probably the game of the year right now in the South and could determine the South's fate.
So now everyone's upset about that because they're like, wait, why is it on the Pac-12 network? That's a good game. So we've been conditioned to expect good games to be more readily available, not on that crappy-ass network.
Yes.
And now that they get one, we're mad about it.
And some people don't have the Pac-12 network, and they're pissed about it. Dude. And other people, I've heard from both Arizona State and Utah fans, and they think this is some sign of disrespect that a game between the 13th and 17th ranked teams in the country is on the Pac-12. They can't win.
No.
You can't. Come on!
So the Pac-12 network is available in 17 million homes.
Yes.
If this game were on ESPN2 or ESPNU, it would be available in 65 to 80 million homes.
That does seem, now again, I'm not a math major, but that does seem like a slight increase by not being on the Pac-12 network.
So, I don't know. I guess, man, I'm trying to think. Oh, I know what I do. I steal a friend's login.
Yeah, you can have mine.
Well, I already have one.
Oh.
I was thinking, like, how do I watch the Ducks and Beavers when they're on there? And it's, I go to the Xfinity app and log in with a buddy of mine's credentials. But otherwise, I don't have Pac-12 Network either.
Yeah, you can get, like, the Stream app or whatever, or just on your computer. I've got, I want to say two or three people are working my account right now to watch the Pac-12.
Well, if you're looking for Arizona State, Utah on Saturday, you got to find it on the Pac-12 Network. So maybe go to a bar or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it a problem for bars?
No,
Do you ever go into a bar if you're looking for a game and they don't have it? That doesn't happen very often anymore.
No, although there's
especially some sports
there's
bars.
Some bars that aren't sports bars that they may not have it.
No, but I know. But if it's a sports bar, I mean, you typically seek out a sports bar. If it's like, I got to catch this game and you go into a sports bar, they're going to have that game.
I would say that I do not think that I've been, and I don't do this that often, so maybe I'm, you know, my sample size is very small, but I cannot recall a time that I went to a sports bar to watch a game and they did not have it. And if it's not on the screen, just ask someone and they're, oh yeah, here, let me throw it on one screen for you.
All right.
You know, I had to do that for the Oregon State, Oklahoma State game, which was a bit, I was kind of like, what the hell?
They didn't even have it on in the bar?
Yeah, I had to ask someone to turn it on.
Boy.
And that was a Friday night.
That doesn't, I mean, I don't know.
I was, like, I don't want
it. It doesn't bode well for the Beavs.
Well,
go Beavers, how about that?
That wouldn't happen with a Duck game.
I didn't think it bode well for the sports bar I was at. I was like, really? Because remember, that was a Friday night.
Yeah, but first game. First weekend, and it's the Beavs. Like, I'm telling you, if that's the Ducks, there's no chance that happens.
It's true. I just remember walking in and being like, where's the game? And the guy's like, what? And I'm like, can you turn on the Oregon State game? And he's like, what channel? I'm like, I think it's on ESPN. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he flicked it on for me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not like it
they're
was.
They're still playing football?
It wasn't like a bar that had, like, you know, 1,000 TVs, but there's. You know, in that place, I don't know, there's probably 6 or 7, maybe 8 TVs. And I was stunned that the Oregon State game wasn't on.
All right. I want to...
it's a good game for a quarter.
I want to do a quick tease real quick. That's the... It's going to be quick. Okay. We are going to be at Birdie Time Pub tomorrow for a live broadcast, 3 to 7. You should join us.
Come on by and say hi.
3 to 7.
First time there.
Well, it's a grand opening, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new place, and it's in Southeast Portland. It is right off of, I think Southeast 9th and Main.
You are correct, my friend. It is at 925 Southeast Main Street.
And we're going to watch Chiefs Broncos, and we're going to do a live broadcast.
Right over by the White Owl.
And it's going to be awesome. By the way, I just got another Oregon Lottery scoreboard confirmation email. That is my fourth. So I'm going to try this link now.
Yeah, something tells me that the site's got some kinks. People are saying it's taken on average between 20 and 30 minutes to get this thing set up.
All right. Well.
Oh, and by the way, come play mini golf with us.
Yeah, tomorrow, 3 to 7. Boom. Okay. Oh, wait. One other quick tease.
What's happening?
While I'm thinking about it.
Besides the mini golf? $6 a round, by the way.
What? For what?
For a round of
mini
golf.
Okay. Next week, we may be out at the Portland Diamond Project's World Series watch party.
Ooh.
That's going to be at Rev Hall on Tuesday.
Letting us out of the, by the way, Revolution Hall is pretty cool. Except the rooftop bar is probably.
Oh, something went wrong. Please contact our support. I'll just wait for another email.
There's another one coming.
So that's Tuesday. And then Friday, I think we're going to be out at Baseballism. So it's just, folks, it's crazy.
Look at that.
It's crazy around here. So speaking of sports gambling, I got to tell you this story real quick. Alabama, or this kid's a student at Alabama. LSU was playing Florida recently.
Yeah.
And apparently this Alabama student called in a bomb threat to LSU stadium. Do you know why?
Oh, I know why. And look, this guy is the best friend that anyone could ever possibly have.
So according to a report by WBRZ in Alabama, freshman Connor Bruce Kroll was arrested in Tuscaloosa. Investigators were able to trace the source of the bomb threat call after receiving the threat. Police say Kroll confessed to making the bomb threat, saying he wanted to stop the game because his friend was on the verge of losing a large bet.
Come on! We need this game stopped, and we need it stopped now.
Why?
Which, but, okay, so you're right. Great friend.
The best friend you could ever have, and whoever came up with it, you know what? That guy found a way to overcome.
And
right?
Look,
he was not going to be defeated.
I don't think all of us are going to be calling in bomb threats.
Probably
However,
not.
We've all been there where mm-hmm. it's like, oh boy, how do I stop this game?
And by the way, LSU, that was a close game for a while, and then LSU started to pull away. I mean, I because for a while there, you're like, dude, this is looking good, right? We're in this game. And then you're like, oh no. It's, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. So don't call in bomb threats. However, could that have worked?
Well,
let's say they clear out the stadium.
It would have. It probably pauses the game, and then what you're hoping is that cuts the LSU momentum.
Right, or you can go find money to dump down on the other side and try to get your money back.
Yeah, I suppose. Try to scrounge it up a little bit. You're delaying the inevitable, but, you know, I enjoy the effort.
Buying yourself time?
And A for effort. Now, I'm guessing that calling in a bomb threat is probably a fairly decent crime. And
he's
in some trouble.
That's the problem. It says LSU police and officials have protocol in place to respond immediately and appropriately to real and perceived threats at Tiger Stadium. In this case, protocol was followed efficiently and effectively to quickly ascertain the source of the threat. That protocol included an immediate sweep of the stadium and a multi-agency investigation, which led to the suspect being identified within minutes and arrested soon thereafter.
Yeah.
Boy, they do that, and you don't even notice. You're just sitting there drinking your beer, watching a football game, and they're sweeping it for bomb.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, you got to call from a payphone or something. I hope you didn't call from, like, your cell phone there, Chief.
Well, nice try, Mr. Kroll.
It's a bold move. Look, again, I give you full points for bravery and, you know, I guess your enthusiastic stupidity, but yeah, you can't be doing that. And by the way, we're getting a lot of people that are chiming in with the
with what?
More scoreboard problems. This guy email address provided already exists.
Somebody's already signed up for him.
Yeah, this
look, it's just it's going to take time.
This launch is a little bit rough.
The smart people are laughing at this going, "Oh, I'll wait a couple days."
Yeah.
Okay. But
the ones that we're excited to go right now. You can now see why this may have been delayed. If this is their smooth rollout, imagine what would happen had they launched this thing a couple weeks ago when they were planning to.
All right, is Mitt taking down the NCAA? Next, here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, Mitt Romney, you may remember Mitt Romney. He's a senator now. And he had some strong words for the NCAA today. He said, "We're coming for you."
Well, he's in some sort of committee or task force or think tank. I don't know. He's with a bunch of other government bros. And
by the way, he said it in the devil voice.
"We're coming for you." Then he listened to Cradle to Grave or whatever the hell else Mike Lynch is listening to.
I didn't know Mitt was so diabolical. He says, "We're coming for you. We're coming to help these young athletes." So this story says he issued a stern warning to the NCAA over its treatment of college athletes. He said, "I know there are people who think we can hold this off, we're not going to make a change here, but the reality is Congress is going to act. We're coming for you. We're coming to help these young athletes in the future and the athletes of today make sure that they don't have to sacrifice their time and sacrifice, in many cases, their bodies without being fairly compensated. Now, I mean, I like hearing that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the one area I worry about the NCAA actually having some pull is with lawmakers, right? I like the NCAA has no teeth. The NCAA is out on an island. They're lost. They have their head up their ass. They're all over the place and nobody trusts them and they're a joke. However, is it possible that their one ticket to controlling this as best they can, this movement against them, is a blanket federal piece of legislation that at least they can help influence?
Yes. Right? This is their only hope. And I think the NCAA realizes this, which is why they fought that California one so hard.
So are they lobbying? Are they paying some of these Congress people?
They're certainly trying to get in their ear, because the only way that the NCAA can continue in any shape or form is to have a national law. Because imagine the chaos if you have 29 different laws from 29 different states, and right. Some don't have it, some do, some have different tweaks on it. You would have total chaos. They have to be able to have this under one umbrella. Otherwise, they just have to open up the doors and say, well, you know, it's a free-for-all. And that's the last thing the NCAA wants. And to be honest with you, I think it's the last thing most people want, is a total free-for-all. So, yes, I do think that this is a good thing that the federal government is involved. I get where some people would be skeptical, saying, could they get in someone's ear? I doubt that in an issue like this that is so heavily one-sided,
okay,
that you're going to get a sweetheart of a deal for the NCAA.
Are you ready for another Romney quote?
What do we got?
So I had to scroll down, but now hear this one. So Romney, he made these comments at a roundtable discussion. We were so close.
Yes.
It wasn't a task force. No, it wasn't a fact-finding commission.
Roundtable.
It was a roundtable
discussion.
Was it
the Ducks roundtable? And did their roundtable have more than two?
It was hosted by North Carolina Republican Representative Mark Walker, and he's the one that introduced a bill into legislation in March that would stop the NCAA from prohibiting college athletes from profiting off their name, image, and likeness. Okay, so this one is much like the California law.
Yes.
Romney said Walker's bill has a great deal of merit, but he said he would meet with supporters and opponents of the issue over the next few weeks before deciding what kind of legislation to introduce in the Senate. He says, quote, "I do believe we have to take action. I'm convinced that we can adjust and we can address the extraordinary unfairness without in any way sacrificing the amateur nature of college sports or its attractiveness and impact on the American public."
Okay.
End quote.
See, and that doesn't scare me as much, because the amateur model works for Olympic sports. Again, you can be a swimmer for Stanford and get $20 million in endorsements going over to the Olympics and still go back and swim at Stanford.
But it's not amateur sports when these TV contracts are worth hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. It's just not.
No.
And the coaching salaries are in the millions. It's just, it's big league, it's pro sports.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But I think what
I
don't think you're going to get the federal government that wants to come in and rip apart college sports, because a lot of the people, their constituents, aren't going to be happy with that. And so I do think that you're going to try to stay with the thinly veiled amateurism. I think there's enough support from universities and fans that want to have that. But at the same time, you're not going to be able to keep doing this to the players. And so I think this is the best of both worlds. This is pain. And this is why I don't understand why everyone's so against this. Well, if there are people that are against it, the ones that seem to be so adamant about it, this is paying players without having to have the universities pay them, without you having to have workers' comp, without you having to have unions. If I'm the NCAA, I'm really happy about this. If I'm the NCAA, I'm like, great, we get to keep our amateur model where we don't have to pay the talent, we don't have to pay for their insurance, we don't have to pay for workers' comp, we don't have to deal with any of that crap, labor costs. We still get billions of dollars with a free label or labor, and all we have to do is allow someone else to give them money for their image and likeness. if you're the NCAA and you see the train coming down the tracks of that amateur model going sideways, and everyone can see that, I don't know why you would fight this. If anything, I would help try to create this message and help craft something that gave quite a bit to the players, and then hopefully everyone would shut up about it and let me quietly collect my billions of dollars.
Yeah, I just am a little disappointed in the sense that, I mean, I want the whole cake, man. I'm Congress can take them down.
Yes.
And completely just shut them down, get this amateur crap out of here, and set up something much better. But they won't. They'll hedge, just like Mitt just did. And that's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's going to take forever. Just like everything else, it's baby steps.
No, it can't take that long because there's
And they're playing politics.
The California one's got 3 years, but there's a Florida one coming right up the muffin shooter.
Now, see, that one.
And they're saying that's available. Like, if that thing passes, it goes into effect in a year.
But that one is interesting because it goes further than the California one. The one in Florida, I think it's the one in Florida, maybe the one in New Jersey. One of them has a part where each student athlete gets a certain percent. They
it's like 10%.
They take 5 to 10% of the athletic revenue, mm-hmm. or maybe it's profit, but I think it's revenue, and they distribute it equally to every student athlete on that campus.
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm talking about. More of that.
Yeah.
So that's why the federal law is kind of, even though it's good, and like you say, the NCAA should be happy about it, it's still a hedge, and that sucks. Because we all know what that means.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe down the road, eventually they'll wake up. I just think that these NCAA, these old rich white-haired dudes, they have a lot of pull, man. There's a lot of rich men in this country, rich white men in this country, that are for the NCAA model for a lot of reasons. And guess who those guys hobnob with?
True.
Mitt Romney. And all these other bros who are making this, making these deals.
But all I ask is that anytime you're making an argument, all I ask is that you be transparent about why you want something. And that's the only thing that bothers me about the people that are so anti this, the Dabo Swinneys of the world, and the people that chime in and do the, well, I had to pay my fair share. And, you know, they should just be happy with what they get. I just ask for some intellectual honesty with your argument. And the only reason that anyone involved in the NCAA or a coach or an athletic director or anything else, the only reason that they don't want to see these things come to fruition is because you get free labor. Just be honest. And I appreciate the fact that some coaches, like Coach K, has said this, and some others that have come out and been like, yeah, we probably need to do something about this. Look, I get it. You know, 30 years ago, you couldn't make this argument, but when there's billions of dollars being thrown around, we can't just keep saying that these kids are amateurs and they don't get anything, or they get some room and board and some shoes and some food and they should be happy with that. Those are the ones being honest. The other ones, the Mark Emmets of the world and the Dabos, are just lying through their teeth when they're trying to make it about anything other than protecting the bottom line.
All right, we have Terry Stotts audio. Ooh.
Yeah.
The Blazers coach comments on China, and you'll hear that next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, I have breaking news, guys. I'm in.
Hello? Are you really?
Must be nice.
Look.
Hey!
Right there on my iPhone.
Finally! I still can't get past step one. Apparently, the Bank of George doesn't believe that I'm me.
When you hit next, the next button looks like it's been pressed down and then just unpresses.
Yeah, and then
that's
just
what
goes
happens
back,
to me too.
And then I press it again and nothing. I've given the Bank of George my information 17 times.
So we were all three stuck at three different spots.
Yes.
But I'm in.
That's so what I was excited
keep,
about. Is
keep
that
fighting?
Well, I couldn't make my account. You at least could make your account. You just couldn't verify it.
Now it's verified. I don't know why, but I got like 17 emails from him. But
this guy says that he's tried. This guy says because I tweeted that out. I said good news is the scoreboard app is up. Bad news is we all have it and it doesn't work for all three of us in three different ways. And I'm getting other people that are now chiming in with the way it's not working for them. This guy says that he has literally tried 35 different usernames and every one of them is taken.
That was the problem I had.
That's what Lynch had.
Can I give you a proper drop for that?
What do you got? Come on.
That was my initial problem. So I tried to restart the process and now I'm having Souk's problem.
All right. Well, you guys will get there. cute.
We're working on it.
I'm leaving you in the dust.
We're getting some email already exists. There's definitely that one.
Now I got to get some money in my account. That's the next thing.
Yeah, we'll see about that, right? Yeah, a lot.
How many times are you going to put that account number in there, Rob?
A lot of big talk, Rob. You know, tell me when you've placed a bet on handball or Korean volleyball, then we'll talk.
Because I'm dumb, a little window pops up that says right before it logs you in, it says, do you want to authenticate biometric?
What?
Something like, or other.
Is that your thumbprint?
I don't know what that means. I just allowed it. So does anybody know what that means?
Is anyone else really concerned that there's a lot of
the app
like,
is now going to watch you.
Yeah. This is like, remember we were doing those old face apps where it was Asian everyone. And then it turns out we were giving away our firstborn kid and all our information to Russia. I feel like something's happening here with this, the sports app, the scoreboard app that you're giving away a lot of freedoms and information to the state of Oregon.
Okay. Terry Stotts, the Terror Bear. You know, he's out there coaching the Blazers.
Blazers.
By the way, big preseason tilt tonight.
Yep, they're playing Utah. I got the Blazers +4if I can ever get any money in my account.
Over-under, by the way, on that one is 222.
So Stotts has commented on China. Everybody's handling it differently.
Yeah. Now, LeBron, remember LeBron commented, and then everyone hated him for it, and then he commented again to say that he won't be commenting again.
Yeah.
Tell the next comment where he says that he will comment again.
Who cares about him? Terry Stotts, our guy.
Yeah, the Tear Bear.
Do you want to hear what he said?
Yes.
Let's see how he handles it. Now, remember, Steve Kerr took a lot of flack for punting. Greg Popovich was pretty good on it. Daryl Morey hasn't said anything since his
He deleted tweet. It and then quietly went into a shell.
And then, of course, you had the LeBron thing. The worst of all this is somehow we're blaming Daryl Morey for this when it's on China and how they operate. It's just interesting that, I don't know, as China has grown as a world power and more business is done there and sports have branched out there, so you've got years of growth and relationships that weren't called out until Daryl Morey tweets something, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But,
and by the way, it was like the most innocent tweet ever. It was just like, I support the people of Hong Kong looking for freedom.
This is where we're at. So here's what Terry Stotts had to say about it.
Go ahead.
Do you have any thoughts on how the NBA's reacted to China and coming out of the tweets and
drama? I do think that Adam Silver had a tightrope to walk. I thought he did an excellent job in managing the situation. Other than that, as an American, I believe in free speech and democracy, and it's kind of what we stand for. I think players, every American has the right to free speech, whether it continues on different topics. You know, there are a lot of difficult topics in the world. Syria is a difficult topic. Ukraine's a difficult topic. So there are a lot of world issues that maybe a lot of people aren't well enough versed to even comment on.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty good. Although he sucked up to Silver there.
Yeah.
I don't know if Silver did an excellent job, but.
Silver did come out and he tried to now have a backbone because he realized that.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So Silver came out and originally tried to be a weasel about it. And then he figured out that China wasn't going to like just let this slide. Silver tried to do the, hey, if I just don't really support Maury or anyone else, will China let this go and just be cool about it? Turns out China is not cool about it. And then once that happened and all the backlash came towards Silver in the United States, then he decided to grow a backbone and, I guess, stand up to China. So, like, everyone's being wishy-washy on this. And I'm not saying that Stotts took any sort of great stand there, but why is it so hard to be a rational human being and just make a statement like that? I think that's about as good as you're going to handle that without digging yourself a hole one way or the other.
It's true, except that I don't know how much they care about what Terry Stotts says. They certainly care what Adam Silver and LeBron James say.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Yeah. Maybe if Stotts was wearing that 70s getup, that they would care more.
Well, did you see that China resumed showing NBA preseason games?
Did they?
Yeah. So, because remember, a lot of their people love the NBA.
Oh, they are nuts. Well, that Lakers-Nets game that they tried to make disappear, it was packed. Everyone showed up to it, and people were afraid. Because they're like, dude, no one's going to show up because they're afraid of the government cracking down on. But it's such an NBA crazed market that maybe the government doesn't have the balls to try to take it away from the people.
Well, I don't know. A lot of this ire is pretty disingenuous on several fronts because we all have things made in China and we haven't really thought about it. Now we're forced to think about it and we're, you know, we have a lot of self-interest.
Yes.
You know, see LeBron.
It's just, it's harder when you've got $1 billion worth of self-interest as opposed to like some Levi's that I'm wearing. LeBron's got a Space Jam 2 movie opening up in the summer and he needs that Beijing market.
Right.
Which again, all I ask for from LeBron is some intellectual honesty. Like, you don't have to be perfect. Just be honest about it. Be honest about why you're being a little weasel.
He's also doubling down, too. He's now kind of spinning it and saying, well, if you don't know about a situation, it's dangerous to talk about it.
Well, and I've heard this, too, from a couple different people. Stephen A. Smith did this, and one of the other guys, whose name escapes me right now, but they're pulling the, why are you asking the black man? They're trying to make this about a race issue.
Oh.
And saying that, well, it's, you know, just because they're speaking up about race issues here in the United States, don't you dare put this on them. Meanwhile, the white counterparts and the owners are doing business over there. And so they're trying to turn it into a race issue, which I think is completely ridiculous that you're trying to find an out for LeBron James and some of the players that refuse to speak out on it. And that's ridiculous. Again, that's not being honest about the conversation. And that bothers me more than anything else.
All right, well, we're not going to solve that problem, but we may make you smarter.
Someone did say deals in. He said they aired preseason basketball. It sounds like a punishment.
Yeah.
What if as a
punishment? Could be construed that way.
What if as a punishment, President Trump, what if old, Trumpy there on every channel, preseason basketball?
In the U.S.?
You go home tonight and you turn on channel 2, preseason basketball. Channel 12, preseason basketball. Over to HBO, preseason basketball.
Like here, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate. You want basketball, China? Fine. Preseason basketball all around, nonstop.
Well, we may make you smarter. We've got Fun Fact Wednesday coming up next. A segment called The More You Know kicks off Club 1080 when we return on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.